Thank you, brothers. Last week, I was talking about the theme, God and your answered prayers. Y'all remember that? And I tried to elaborate on the fact that the Lord, despite of who we are or what we do, will always take care of business when we pray. Tonight, we're going to continue on the topic, God and your answered prayers. But I want to, before I start preaching, I want to say something to you to put prayer into perspective. Most of us does not have the right perspective of prayer. Just like that kid, 17 years old, right here, on their game. Mom says, hey, time for prayer. Oh, what was that all about? Nothing. Gotta go pray now. Prayer is not something that you've got to do. And I always like to talk, when I'm talking to the pre-people, I always like to illustrate like this. And by the way, don't get offended, please. Don't get offended. What do you mean, pre-people? Teenagers, they are pre-people, you know. They're not well-formed. They are either too tall or too short or, you know, too big in one side or the other. You know, until they get formed, they always know more than everybody else. So to you folks, especially the young crowd here, the young guns, there's going to be a day in your life, hopefully some 20 years from now, after you finish your college and everything else, that you will find somebody. And you'll be, ah, what's the matter with you? I'm in love. Lord have mercy. You've been deceived. You are strongly attracted to someone. Do you know what is the first thing that you're going to be doing? You're going to be on that stinking phone talking to that piece of blessing on the other side. And all the time in the world will not be enough. You always have something to talk. Most of the time, nonsense. But you want to be talked to that person all the time. Why? Because I'm in love. I'm in love. No, you're not. You are strongly attracted. And because you are strongly attracted, you want to talk to the little punk on the other side. Why are you talking like this? I'm trying to drive a point here. If when it comes to a human, you get all bent out of shape, and you're going to be on that phone all the time because you think that you're in love, if you don't want to talk to God at all times, you're telling God, I don't love you. Am I talking to somebody here? It's just like you telling God, I don't love you. Because if God will get mad and show up, hey, do you love me? Sure, God, I do. So how come you don't talk to me like you're talking all the time with this so-called girlfriend and boyfriend? Are we together so far? So let's put prayer into perspective. We pray because we love God. Prayer is the means of hanging around with God. Prayer is the means of getting hooked up with God. Prayer is the means that we go out with God. Don't get any ideas. I don't believe in dating. So how am I going to get married if I don't know the person? Ask God. He knows the person's heart. God, is that my future spouse? Yes. Then marry right away. Oh, no, I got to know this person. So God is lying then. Are we together so far? What does it got to do with prayer? I'm putting things into perspective. Because you like somebody, or because you love someone, you will always pick up the phone and talk to that person that you love. Is that correct? Because we love God, we will always pick up the heavenly phone and chat with Him. If I was God, I would feel offended. Thank God I'm not God. I would have roasted half of the people that would have come to me. Everything is going good. You ain't got no time to talk to me, right? But then when you get in a jam, God, please, can I have? No. No. But our God is a God of love. Yeah. And many times He will give you and I a break. Yeah. Time and over again. Yeah. In Isaiah 65, verse 24, the New Living Translation put it so sweetly. Isaiah 65, 24 tells us that God is going to give you a break.
Amen. Yes.
Nevertheless, it's not an excuse for you not to pray. This is what prayer does in the life of those who love God. Read it with me. I will answer them while they're still talking about their needs. Are we still together here? I want you to reach to somebody and say, God will always answer your prayer when you come to Him. When you come to Him. I will answer them before they even call to me. That's the kind of merciful God. Now, shame on us if we can spend every day 2 hours watching TV and we cannot spend 2 hours and 1 minute on the prayer line with God. 2 hours and 1 minute. Yeah. Why 2 hours and 1 minute? If you spend 2 minutes with the devil to prove God that you love him, you should spend 2 hours and 1 minute with him. I ain't spend no time with the devil. Oh, come on. When you're watching that garbage coming through YouTube, or I watch Sid Roth, liar. Try another one. Folks, prayer time is a time when we are talking to our God. Prayer is something that we do because we like. Prayer is something that we do because we love God. Prayer is the means that we use to communicate with God. And when we have that perspective in mind, God says, I will answer them before they even call to me, because God knows that we will come every day to pray, not only when we need something. Am I talking to somebody here today? He says, while they're still talking, I will answer their prayers. I want to call your attention to one thing here. In the eyes of God, prayer is not a boring thing. In the eyes of God, prayer is just a talk. Say, prayer is just a talk.
Prayer is just a talk.
What? While they are still talking. He didn't say while they're still praying about their needs. While they're still talking, God is expecting us to talk to Him on a daily basis.
Yes, Lord.
And when we develop that holy habit of talking to God on a daily basis, there's going to be time that while you're still talking, God will just answer all your prayers, because that's what He says. While they're still talking about their needs, I will go ahead and answer their prayers.
Amen.
Are we together so far?
Yes.
So what you're saying, preacher, let's take off that mask, that lying mask that we've been taught. Oh man, I got to go to prayer. If that's the case, don't even bother. Just like Keith Green used to say on his song, but if you can't come to me every day, don't bother coming at all. God wants to have a relationship with you. God wants to become your boyfriend, your girlfriend. God wants to be the object of your love. And the way that we do this is talking to God on a daily basis. And whenever the need rises up, He will answer for those needs. He will answer your prayers while you're talking about their needs, because He wants intimacy. Yes. He wants to talk to you on a daily basis. A lot of people come and say, Pastor, how do I go about having God talking to me every day? I ask how much time you spend praying. What does it got to do with anything? It has everything to do with it. If you are not with God on a daily basis, why in the world would God even bother come to talk to you? Are we sitting together here? This is why in the book of Matthew, chapter 7, verse 7 and then verse 8, the Lord Jesus Christ spoke the sweet words. Matthew 7, 7. Keep on asking. And what happened?
And you will receive what you ask for.
Keep on seeking.
And you will find.
Keep on knocking.
And the door will be open to you.
Are you with me here? If you look, I mean, I could have used the King James, but this thing here says it better than anything else. In the Greek language, the verb here, ask, seek, knock, is something that is constant, keep happening all the time. So this translation here is on the dot. Keep on asking. Keep on seeking. Keep on knocking. And I'll take care of business. But if we don't want to be there with God, if we don't want to talk, we don't want to seek, we don't want to, you know, enjoy His company, why in the world would He even bother, you know, answering our prayers? So folks, let's get the right perspective on prayer. Prayer is a talking time with God. Prayer is a time when we are seeking to know our love, our God. Prayer is the time that we are knocking at the door because we want to get into His room, into the living room where the throne is. And when we keep knocking, that door where the throne of God is will be open. And while we are enjoying God, every stuff that we need, God will put it together. In Matthew 21:22, especially on the New Living Translation, it tells us that when we develop this habit, Matthew 21:22, this is what happened. When you have that habit of seeking after God, you have that habit of knocking at the door because you want to become more intimate. When you develop that habit of praying, He says, you can pray for, and what happened? You can keep praying, or you can pray for anything. If you just believe that God is able to do it, you're going to get it. I am writing right now. I got so excited today that I had a headache. 4 o'clock I got up. And I start working on this. I'm working on a series, The Mysteries of Faith. And the hidden treasures of God, my Lord. The more I get, the more excited I get about this. Folks, when we develop the habit of praying, there is no limit on what you can accomplish. I will say now, the skies is the limit. Heavens is the limit. You can pray for anything. And if you have faith, if you think that God can do what you're asking Him to do, you can get anything. That's what you will receive it. Anything that you pray for. Are we together?
Yes.
Now listen to the Backslider translation here. Absolutely everything, ranging from as you make it a part of your believing prayers, gets included as you lay hold of God. What a beautiful definition of prayer. Are you getting what I'm trying to say tonight? absolutely everything, ranging from small to large. As you make it a part of you believing prayer, gets included as you lay hold of God. It's not that I'm coming sucking out of God. I am making a habit, if you will. I'm making a custom to take time to come to talk to God on a daily basis. Let me give you a secret right now. Secret that we don't share with a lot of people, but you are my congregation. If you make a purpose to take 2 hours to pray every day, I'll give you 6 months and you have a trip to heaven. Either that will happen or heaven will come down. Jesus will show up. If you make a goal and you want to make it more interesting, don't ask nothing for yourself. So what am I going to pray about? If you make a goal that you're going to talk to God, God will give you enough things to pray for. And make that habit, that goal, that decision, well, I'm going to do this and I know it's going to happen. Amen. Do that 2 hours for 6 months. Either Jesus will come down to visit you or you're going to be taken up by an angel to visit heaven. In growing up, I grew up in a secular Jewish family. So we never heard about Jesus, which is a shame. But it is what it is. We never heard about Jesus until I came to 15 years of age. God sent an American preacher down to South America. And this man, I was taken to his congregation. And one Wednesday night, just like here now, I got in, the Holy Spirit took his lips, and he spoke my whole entire life in front of the congregation. Well, I didn't know that God was speaking. I got mad at the deacon that took me in, and I walked all the way up front. He was on the front row, like just Brother Dave here. I came in, "You idiot, why are you telling my life to these people?" And they say, "You moron, it's God talking. I don't know about your life." And when I turn around, there's 200 people looking at me. "Now, where do you put your face?" You know, it's like I felt like put my head like this and walk like this. So nobody can see me. The Spirit of God was talking to me. I got saved on that very night. If all this that this preacher says is true, I want it. And I received Jesus. So I became a chosen frozen in 1975. Well, went to school, graduated from school, married Sister Marcia, who was a Pentecostal. I set myself up. On those days, they have good Pentecostals. We still have some today like us. But the majority of the Pentecostals today are all bent out of shape. For the beginners, I was chewed up by the whole entire family about this Pentecostal stuff, Holy Ghost, baptized, speaking in tongues, and they could not overcome me with their questions or arguments. Well, my mother-in-law was the wisest on the whole room. Everybody could love. She came to me and said, "You know what? I feel sorry on the day that the Holy Ghost got a hold of you." I told her, "Ha, ha, ha." 12 years later, I'm inside the little Pentecostal church. 12 years later, on my pajamas. Somehow I was brought to that meeting. Little congregation. Wednesday night service again. And I got hit so bad by the Holy Ghost that I spoke in tongues for 3 days and 3 nights. Now, here begins a new journey. I made it a decision, a covenant, a goal. I'm going to spend every day 2 hours praying until you come. I told Jesus, I want to see you. You start this mess, now you have to finish. I knew Jesus very well through the Word. I was well educated in the Word. But I did not have the habit to pray 2 hours a day. I didn't know where to start. And I hear these people, all these people talking about having visions of heaven, having visions of Jesus and the whole nine yards. I made a goal that I'm going to pray 2 hours every day until you come. And we prayed and we prayed. 3 months went by. So one night, I told my wife, this coming Thursday, put the kids to sleep at 7. And I'm going to have 3 or 4 praying sisters coming to our home. And I'm going to go on my knees. And I am going to pray until Jesus shows up. Somebody was close by said, what if he doesn't? I'll be on my knees until he makes up his mind. Prayer is a communication. Prayer is a talk. Prayer is a mingling time. And sure enough, 7 o'clock, everybody was in bed against their will. But they were. The sisters screaming, and we all jump on our knees. We were just talking to God. 8 o'clock went by, 9 o'clock went by, 10 o'clock went by, 11 o'clock went by. Midnight is here. Nothing happened. Our jaws were already tired. So there was a silence in the room. We had a break. Nobody saying anything. We are just worshiping. And then all of a sudden, that man came through the roof. And he stood right in front of me. His head was like the sun at noon, shining. But you could see the face is like where the eyes and the nose and the lips were, dressed in a white garment. So white that if you look stare at it, it blurs your vision. And then I'm thinking now, I couldn't talk. I'm standing in awe, willing to talk, but the awe was so great, I couldn't talk. And I'm full of joy. So in my head, I thought, is that you, Lord? Then he opened up his hand. And there were the scars of the nail. He pointed to his feet, and there were the scars where the nails were pierced. Then you can imagine, I joined the angels. Now we are praying in tongues. God knows till when. But the sisters understood, he got it. I don't know, I think we stopped like 2 o'clock. That was the first vision of heaven, of my Lord. And after that, I've been in heaven a few times. Prayer can range from a small thing to a large thing. It doesn't matter what is it that you're praying for. As you make it part of your believing prayers, all this stuff gets included as you lay hold of God. That's something that you gotta want. You know, I come to church not because I have to come. I want to lay hand of God. I want to lay hold of God. What I have of God is not enough. I want more. And I want more. And I want more. Why? Because I can't have enough of God. Those of you who are married here, you remember when you met your wife? Sometimes didn't you feel like taking her to work? Your husband, taking them to work. Why would they? They're so gorgeous. He's so handsome. Man, she's so pretty. You want to be beside the object of your love at all time. Am I correct here? Am I talking right? Now, for some reason, something got in between. Most like a TV set. TV set hasn't got between me and my God. Shouldn't got between, haven't got between you and your God. Laying hold of God is something that is a life pursuit to each one of us. So as we seek God, as we make it our priority, our goal, I want God, and then I want God, after that I want God. And we look for ways to get more of God in us. You can be absolutely sure that everything, ranging from small to large, if you make it part of your believing prayers, will get included on the answer as you lay hands of God. Can I hear an amen here?
Amen.
Folks, it doesn't matter what the situation is. It doesn't matter where you are. Jonah chapter 2, verse 2, has something very interesting. Watch this. Jonah 2, 2. Read it with me. And he said, now, third graders, can we read it together now? Shall we? One, two, three. And he said, I cried out to the Lord because of my affliction, and he answered me. Out of the belly of Sheol, I cried, and you heard my voice. It does not matter what the situation is. You could be in affliction. Cry out to God. He's going to hear you. It doesn't matter where you are. Now, this dude here is inside a whale's stomach. Can you think about the fragrance, fragrance, the aroma on that prayer closet? Are you with me here? Even in the middle of that distress, he cried out to the Lord. And the Lord heard him. So you have a super duper God. It doesn't matter where you may be. Oh, I'm inside the public transportation. God can hear prayer out there. You're inside a plane. God can hear your prayer in the plane. We're coming. We're coming from London. And then the plane is about to touch down at Washington Dulles. And then all of a sudden, he just decides to take off. Then Marcia, Lord Jesus! And prayer went up. He was able to take off without hitting the next guy. A Spanish airliner landed up, and the pilot was taking his time to get out of the highway. So he had to take off, otherwise we would have crashed. But as soon as we were about to touch, and he started picking up speed, Marsha shouted out, Lord Jesus! And then the prayer started going up. The man took off again, went around, and landed safely. God can answer your prayer when you are in an airplane. It doesn't matter where we are at. It doesn't matter what the circumstances are. God is willing to listen to your voice and to your prayers when you call upon His name. This is why, folks, prayer is so important. It's so essential. And I know that our stinking flesh don't like to pray. But you know what? Prayer is what will open the door for you to discover and to learn interesting things. Jeremiah 33:3. May I have the nearly inspired version on this one, brother? Jeremiah 33:3 tells us this. Your prayers is the open gate, the open door to get to know the things of God. Read it with me. Call to me, and what else? Well, I want to get married, preacher, and I don't know who's supposed to marry. Don't come to the preacher, go to God. Call to me, and I'll tell you who your spouse will be. Things that you don't know yet. I would ask God, do you want me to get married before I ask for a spouse? Why? There are things, unsearchable things, that we do not know. Are you with me here? So maybe it's smart to have the Mary's attitude. What is Mary's attitude? Here is your maidservant. Let the will of the Lord be done. I want to get married. Okay. What if the Lord say, your husband is your maker? And you were in that frenzy to get married. I wonder how God's going to feel about that. Being placed in the second place. I don't want to spend my whole life alone. You ain't going to be alone because your maker, who is your husband, will be with you. So what you're saying? I'm not saying that you should not get married. I'm saying that when it comes to the point, should I get married? That should be the first question instead of, Lord, who is my spouse? Are you with me here? He says, call to me, and I will answer you. And I will tell you great and unsearchable things that you do not know. That includes your spouse. That includes the house where you're going to live. You know, people often come. This is something that you don't know, you're going to know now. Nobody knows this here, just my wife and one more person. People will come and walk through this door and say, you know what? The Lord just gave me a project. All right? Great. I'm supposed to go to Romania to carry Bibles to the preachers. So, wow, that's really good. Did the Lord tell you to do that? Yeah. Like he told you clearly, yes. Wow, that's good, that's good. And I'm here so your church can pay for my ticket and 100 Bible. I said, I haven't heard this unsearchable thing. This is something that I know not yet. And I am before my God every morning. And one preacher got upset with me. I said, brother, let me tell you this. When it's God's will, it's God's bill. God will. If God is telling anybody to do something, God will take care of the bill. You're under a place that the bankers didn't want to finance. But you know what? It was God's will. Therefore, it was God's bill. And this $2 million facility is paid in full. We owe no bank nothing. Amen. Call upon me and I'm going to answer you. I'm going to tell you great stuff that you don't know. Prayer is the portal to let you in into the secret things of God. Are you with me here? Amen. Is this thing going to finish, preacher? I guess I will. Should I? Thank you, young lady, for the honesty. Let's wrap up with Psalm 119, verse 17 and verse 18. Psalms 119, starting on verse 17. Did I get this thing straight? Deal bountifully with your servant, that I may live and keep your word. Verse 18. Did I get that right? Open my eyes, that I may see wondrous things from your law. Now that ain't right. It's 112. 112:17. 112:17. Then we're going to jump up and I'll come back here next week. I will come back here. Let's wrap up then using John 16:23 and 24. And next week we continue, if the Lord tarries. John 16:23 and 24. Your prayers will never go unanswered. Say amen.
Amen.
The word says clearly here, and in that day, And in that day, you will ask me nothing. Nevertheless, or most assuredly, I say to you, whatever you ask the Father in my name, can we read it together now? And in that day, you will ask me nothing. Most assuredly, I say to you, whatever you ask my Father in my name, he'll give you. Listen to verse 24. Until now, you have asked me nothing in my name. Ask, and you receive, that your joy may be full. God is willing to answer your prayer because God wants you and I to be a happy people. Answers of prayers makes us happy. Well, maybe don't do you guys, but when I pray and God answers, it makes me very, very happy. It's a stamp of approval of our relationship. Can I hear an amen here?
Amen.
Jesus says, ask me, and you will receive that your joy may be full. God wants to make your life full of joy. How is he going to do that? By answering your prayers. Therefore, is a need for all of us to develop a life of prayer on a daily basis. Sometimes I wonder and I think, people will come to the final day when we're going to have to give account. The Lord is going to ask them for things and questions and things that they should have done. And they will say, well, I didn't know that. I mean, how could I have known that? I think often that God will say, well, if you had come and asked it to me, I would have told you. People will make mistakes, sometimes stupid mistakes in life, just because they refuse to develop a praying life habit. But folks, prayer is not something difficult or hard or boring. You are talking to your maker. You're talking to your creator. You're talking to your lover, the lover of your soul. And he gets so delighted and so excited when we decide to come willingly, voluntarily, and bring all our stuff to him and talk to him and ask him, knowing that we're going to get it, not like brother down the street, well, preacher, I want you to pray for God to give me this miracle. When I receive, I'll give a Thanksgiving service. I'm thinking, you're a wimp. Start raising your hands to heaven. Give God thanks for your miracle and watch God bring you miracles through. God is willing to answer your prayer and my prayer because God wants you and I to have a life full of joy.
Amen.
You don't find people coming to Christ because they see how miserable, how sad, how depressed the church of people are. Are we together here, folks?
Yes.
May God grant you and I the desire to willingly come to him on a daily basis as we do to our Facebook account, to the computer, to the television. May it take place before we find ourselves in a jam and first to come to God in prayer. Your prayer will always be answered by God because God wants your joy to be full. God bless you.